Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Defense. Where's Tremaine? Offense, that's a hell of a job. Making adjustments coming out in the second half. Josh,
hell yeah.
Great job. Hey, that's the Bills I recognize, man. That's the Bills I recognize. That focus and that hunger, man, every week. Because we need it. We need to have that, right? You feel it. I felt it out there. I knew it in pregame, and I could feel you guys. That's what it's got to be every week, man. Humble and hungry.
Hey, still a lot of work that needs to be done, man. We got 15 left. We got a good opponent in Washington. Let's get in. 24-hour rule. Let's get over this one. Get on to the next one. Win on three. 1, 2, 3. Win!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550. The Bills make me wanna
shout. Kick your heels up and shout. See, I could never play for the Bills. Although, you know what? I got the hungry part down. Not the most humble guy in the world. I guess I wouldn't have done. Sean McDermott and then Josh Allen in the victorious postgame locker room yesterday. Hey, a quick update on tickets, and then we'll get into our regular Bills Football Monday discussion for this hour. Sal tweeted out, so you know the vaccination requirement for the home games and all that.
Yep.
And, you know, so you can't go to a game at Highmark Stadium or KeyBank Center, for that matter, without having proof of vaccination.
One shot at this point.
Yes, one shot.
One shot at this point.
Or you know, either the Johnson & Johnson or one of the other, right?
Yeah,
you have and to be have, done by...
You have to have started the process, and by October 31st, you have to be right. Done with the process.
So the deadline for season ticket holders to ask for a refund was Friday night. Sal just tweeted out, it's my understanding the Bills have had 762 total season ticket refund requests that have all been granted, as season ticket holders had until 8 p.m. Friday to do so. Okay, those tickets will now be offered to those on the season ticket waiting list. After the season ticket waiting list, those tickets would then be offered as single game sales. So 762 season ticket holder requests. Those people lose their seat location and lose their seniority, as far as I recall from the rules from last week.
Did you think that number would be higher or lower, or didn't have an idea?
I thought it would be lower, actually. At the very least, if you're a season ticket holder, just sell the tickets. Yeah. On the market, you keep your seniority and your location, right? I thought it would be lower. I really didn't think it would be... I mean, it's a low number compared to, what are they at, 60,000 season tickets? I thought it would be lower than that. Because why would you want to give up your seniority and your location? You'd be back, assuming whenever life returns to normal, or, if you got a vaccine, you would do it now. But let's say things are back to normal in 2022 and there's no vaccine rule. You'd want to be back in your ticket, in your seat.
Yeah.
So I figured you'd just go ahead and sell them on the open market.
One thing it makes me wonder is, you can't exactly extrapolate the data from this, but does that mean how many fans that were going will just say, okay, I'll get vaccinated? Is that number higher than 762?
Yeah.
My guess is yes. Because
that weren't vaccinated before the rule came out?
Yeah. So you have those that give it back, those that will just sell it, that'll be harder to track down, mm-hmm. or those that get the shot.
Right.
You know, three different categories there. And then, of course, there's the already were vaccinated and just we're going anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the latest on that. What are your takeaways from the game in Miami? Bill tweeted in. We get connected with our fans from Bond, Shenick & King, a full-service Buffalo law firm. Bill tweeted in, it's sure nice to have a pass rush. Jim was on Josh. Watch Allen's mechanics. He's back to a lot of arm-only throws instead of setting and throwing. Is the O-line playing a part of that? We will see. Yeah, I think, look, there's three main thoughts to take from the game. They won, which was important since they lost the opener. So they didn't drop to 0-2. I'm very happy with the win. The defense had about as dominating a day as you could possibly have across the board. Name a statistical category, and they were outstanding at it. But for the second straight game, something's off with the passing game, with Josh Allen, with his receivers, the timing, the accuracy, the lack of zip on some of his passes. There's something that's not been there for the passing game in the first 2 weeks. And I, in case you missed the start of the show, I would like to reiterate that it's actually okay to be happy with the win and point out the passing game doesn't look right, fellas. What's going on with that? Doesn't make, you're not complaining about a win. Doesn't make you a bad human being. You are not forced to sell your house and leave Western New York. It just means you're making an observation of a fact. It doesn't look good through the first two games. Whether it's their fault or the opponent's fault, it doesn't look on. Plain and simple.
It seems like teams have found a way to take out the chunk plays right now from the passing offense, right? Outside of that one big long throw to Diggs, is there another chunk play?
Not yesterday.
And there wasn't much
Sanders,
in the Pittsburgh game.
You had the Sanders. Well, the Sanders throw was, oh, which were that? That had been the second touchdown drive, right? Didn't he hit Sanders on a big play that set up the short touchdown to Diggs? But that's it. Not much beyond that. So there were very few big plays. They've done a good job through the first two games, both the Steelers and the Dolphins, outside of the 41-yard bomb, the toss-up to Diggs, where he did a nice job of basically out-jumping Xavien Howard. There have been very few big plays with Diggs. You know, he's getting catches with, I had his numbers earlier, I don't know what it is, 13 catches maybe? I think it's 13 catches in the first two games. And his average per catch is a shade under 10 yards. This is the guy who led the league in yards last year. So their coverage has been good on the receivers. I think part of it might be the offensive line. For sure they struggled against Pittsburgh. But I thought there's just something with Josh, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if he's pressing. I don't know if he's – it's not hero ball. I don't think he's trying to put on a show. He's not making bad decision throws. He's not forcing things. He's not, you know, making – incorrect choices with the passing game. There are guys open, and he just doesn't look right with some of the throws he's making. So who knows? Maybe he's pressing. Maybe he's not comfortable in the pocket. I'm not sure, but we're two games in, and as of yet, the passing game has not hit any kind of a rhythm outside of one drive yesterday. The third quarter touchdown was a good-looking Bills passing game drive.
Got another tweet here from Chris about crowd noise, right? Crowd noise seems to be the significant difference between the Josh we love and the Josh we fear. He's fine in an empty stadium, but he seems distracted by the surroundings. And, you know, Chris is not the first person to write that in or suggest that. For me on this one, it's going to take me a very, very long time to believe that that's it. I mean,
I've got a question about that.
14 weeks. Yeah. It's going to take such a long time to convince me that he can only play in front of empty stadiums.
Well, that would be a bad flaw in his game, by the way.
I just want to say, in a joking way, how full were the stadiums in Wyoming? Because he wasn't good in Wyoming.
Can I make a second joke? Does this mean he has to get traded to Jacksonville if you need an empty stadium to play in front of?
I'm not saying that I know that that's not it. It's just going to take so long for me to get there.
But for that, for me, okay, so now was it a text you got or a tweet? I'm sorry.
Is a tweet from
Chris. Chris. So Chris used the word distracted, right, in terms of the crowd noise.
Yeah.
See, and I'm trying to make, maybe I'm getting a little too fine with the differences of wording here. For me, if you think the crowd noise was a problem coming into the season, you would have thought, okay, on the road, they won't have as much success. It'll be hard for the receivers to hear him, the offensive linemen. That was not a problem yesterday, right? I don't think, did they get any false starts? Did they look confused because of the crowd? No. And the previous week, they were at home. So crowd noise would not have hurt the Bills' offense. Distracted is kind of an interesting word. To me, I would think you would equate the crowd being back and Josh not looking right in the first two games too. There's more fans and he's trying to put on a show. But I don't think that's what's wrong in the first two games. If you're, quote, trying to put on a show, we're going to see some throws he made from his rookie year where we're going like, oh my lord, what are you doing? Who are you throwing it to? What are you trying to squeeze it into that? The guy's cover. Like there was one throw in the Pittsburgh game. What was it? Deep middle into like triple coverage. And that was the throw we thought.
Gabe
maybe
Davis, that's fourth and eight.
We thought maybe he felt the Steelers had jumped on the play. Yeah. Remember that? And maybe he was taking a chance. How many? He hasn't made like, oh my God, Josh, what are you doing throws. I don't think the crowd is making him into hero ball guy.
It's also,
he's just inaccurate.
It's also going to treat 2019 as if it never happened. I mean, 2019, he had really strong games.
He's trending up. That's right.
The game in Dallas where he gets the fourth down, the whole game in Dallas, the game in Minnesota in his rookie year would have had a crowd there. The idea that he can't have a good game, I don't know. There might be a lot going on. It might just be, my guess is it's the defenses have adjusted the way that they've played against this offense. And the Bills will have a counterpunch. You know,
their counterpunch yesterday was changing personnel groupings and going back to their bread and butter.
Exactly, which I think was a smart thing to do, right? We saw them play out five wide and decide, well, maybe that's not the plan here against the Miami Dolphins. We'll see. Like, it's an ever-evolving thing. Matchups are matchups. They light the world on fire against Washington. We'll all sleep pretty well, right? And on the pass rush, this is another thing. They might have a good pass rush. They might have a really good pass rush. They might also have not gotten to Roethlisberger too much because Roethlisberger gets rid of the ball. And they might have gotten to Jacoby Brissett because he hangs on to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing about Tua and the game plan against Tua, which we didn't get to see a lot of it because they knocked him out of the game, they got him on blitzes.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of teams... Who was it? Dave Wanstead told us way back how many training camps ago. You blitz the bad ones and cover the good ones?
Yep.
Blitzing Tua means they thought they could lock up the first read and get to him because he doesn't know how to beat. He's not going to beat these blitzes. He's not good enough.
Right.
A blitz isn't necessarily having a pass rush in finger quotes. That's just we're going to send a guy, and they were getting home on blitzes with Tua.
Yep.
If you blitz Patrick Mahomes like that, you're smoked. Not happening. Right? Even if you blitz Josh Allen like that, usually if you blitz the best quarterbacks, they destroy you. You blitz Tua. So that's a part of that. Then Brissett goes in. Did they blitz Brissett the same way?
They were still blitzing.
They were still blitzing.
Yeah, I don't know about percentages and
we'll
all that.
Let's check the blitz percentages.
Maybe it was different types of blitzes.
Exactly.
Like with Tua, they were bringing guys off
corners,
the DBs off the edge.
Off the corners because we're not going to need all these corners because he's not going to read the entire secondary. Right. We're going to get there.
Maybe it was more Milano blitzing or some other personnel blitzing.
So it's just to say, sacks are a quarterback stat. A lot of it, sacks are a quarterback stat. Heinicke, we'll see. He hasn't played a lot. I don't know what he's going to do. Davis Mills, Tyrod Taylor, whoever that is week four, I don't know. Mahomes and Tannehill after that. I still think Tannehill can beat you if you're going to blitz with Julio Jones and A.J. Brown. So it's nice to have a pass rush in games like the game they had yesterday. You know, when they drafted these two defensive ends, I told you a bunch of times, I have no doubt they'll get after some quarterbacks better, and there are some where it won't matter because sacks are a quarterback stat. So we'll see how it looks later on in the season against different quarterbacks. You know, against Tua, how many times would they have sent a corner? If Tua plays the whole game, do they send 13 corner blitzes?
Right. Well, they apparently weren't really worried much about the passing game burning them.
Yeah.
But I thought it was, to me, it was a really amazing performance by the defense. Having said that, I know they played Tua and they played Jacoby Brissett. The Dolphins really don't have much of a running game to write home about. So... I loved the performances of some of the individuals yesterday. Epinesa looked fantastic. Rousseau looks real. By the way, Rousseau looks good not only in a pass rush, but he's really good against the run. You know, there have been a number of times now preseason and through the first two regular season games where he's engaged and is at least able to get like an arm free, and that maybe that's where that length helps out with not just getting the quarterbacks. But against the run, he's able to use his length and his long arms and his reach to help slow down running backs, which I've been really impressed with. The defense through the first two games, as much as we're talking about the offense doesn't look right with the passing game, defense looks really good in the first two games. Now, when all is said and done, might be Miami and Pittsburgh will not be two of the better offenses in the league this year. Right. I think Pittsburgh's offense is putrid, and Miami's might not be much better. But they looked great. They had a fantastic pass rush. Their They stopped the run. They had solid tackling. They had some big hits. They were jarring balls loose. They made fourth down stops. They made red zone stops. They had a couple takeaways. Of course, they had all the sacks. I mean, it was just fantastic. I'm not sure that I don't know that I could point out anything. The defense didn't do well yesterday. Henceforth, a shutout, by the way. 803-0550 to join us. We got phone lines open, Bills fans. We want to hear from you and get your takeaways from the win over the Dolphins yesterday. Marty and Tonawanda, you're on Bills Football Monday on WGR. Go right ahead.
Good morning, man. I agree wholeheartedly with the defense, but the offense is out of sync, and it's basically one person. And as I told when I called in, Josh Allen, whatever the quarterback gods came down last year, but he's doing exactly what every scout said at the combines. He's not an accurate quarterback. Last year, for whatever reason, and you guys come up with different scenarios about this, and Sal Capaccio, the sun wasn't out, and, you know, this, or I mean, it's all these obscure things. The bottom line is, he's not accurate, and he hasn't been his whole career. Great guy, great for the community. I hope they rebound, but I'm telling you, I said I wish they didn't give him that contract, because I don't think he's the guy. And the one thing that's really disturbing to me is, even if he stinks it up bad and the Bills have a chance to be in the game, they will never pull him. They will never pull him, and that's the sad thing about it for me, is because if a guy's reeking and you have a chance to win, you know, I mean, let's face it, if he does the same thing this next game, what are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do? Just like to hear what you guys, your thoughts on that.
I don't think he's as bad as you said he was yesterday.
Why would they have
pulled
him?
He wasn't reeking yesterday.
He wasn't reeking yesterday.
I thought he was bad against Pittsburgh, but he wasn't reeking yesterday.
I'll pick up on one thing you said, Marty, regarding the contract. I didn't need it to happen this offseason, because the thing about it is, okay, you think if you sign him sooner, you save money, right? Everybody says that.
Yeah.
He's second to Mahomes. What would have had to have happened for him to have passed Mahomes and be paid more?
Win the MVP and or win the Super Bowl?
Right. So if you had wanted to wait, I don't think it would have been any sort of detriment.
He probably would have still been no lower than third, assuming Lamar had a big year and maybe had a bigger contract than Josh did.
So, whatever. It didn't matter to me if they did or they didn't. You could have said, well, one more year is fine. We'll do it for one more year, and then we'll pay you. Hey, maybe you'll make more than Patrick Mahomes. Maybe, maybe not. I'm not sitting here saying they should not have signed it, just that it would not have bothered me at all if they had waited.
To the other point, Marty, I think with him, first off, I don't think he reeked yesterday.
It's not like
he had a bad day and threw a whole bunch of interceptions. He just didn't play at a level where he and the passing offense was last year. So he wasn't bad. That bad. I think also, you know, to your point, how he's been inaccurate. Look, year one to year two, there were improvements. And I'm not just going to base it on completion percentage, but whatever. He went 52 to 58 and then 69. But you could see in year two, he was making better decisions. He was better in his throws. They helped him out and talked to him about taking some checkdowns. He wasn't necessarily trying to make just the 20-plus yard pass downfield. He became a better quarterback, I thought, in year two, and he had better touch on his throws. In year three, I mean, he had the year nobody had coming, right? He had a breakthrough jump, whatever, that just doesn't historically happen in this league. So maybe there is this is where I talk about regression to the mean. So maybe there'll be a drop back in terms of stats, but I think you're underselling Josh. It's not like he had crappy year in 18, crappy year in 19, out of nowhere, plays the year of his life. He was better in his second year. He was trending up. He was doing a number of things better as a quarterback in the National Football League. You know, he had a better touchdown interception ratio. He had a better completion percentage. As I said, I thought he showed better touch and better decision making. So he was progressing, and then had the crazy 2020. I think you're underselling his improvement in year two. And again, he didn't reek yesterday. There was never a point where I thought, oh my God, somebody tell Trubisky to warm up. He's killing the Bills. It wasn't that way. He left plays out on the field while they were putting up points. There were others to be had, and he missed on some throws.
I've got a text to get to real quickly about preseason. Texter writes in, you didn't sign your text. You got to sign your text. I can give you credit. Do you think the lack of playing time in the preseason is what's causing Allen's problems? My answer to that is always going to be this. This is football. If anything changed, that might be the thing that's wrong, right? Might be no crowds. Might be crowds now. Might be preseason.
Yep.
What if he played too much in the preseason? Last year, he didn't play at all in the preseason. He was amazing.
Yeah.
This year, he had like that one half, and not as good. You know what?
I didn't think about that.
Too much preseason.
You're not being serious, right? Are you being serious?
Can't I make the same case that you could by saying not enough
played
preseason?
Too much preseason.
It's just football. It's what we.
Yeah.
What if it's this? What if it's the white face masks? What if he can't see the same out of a white face? I'm not.
They were undefeated,
oh
Jeremy. Before
I,
week
I think
one.
I love his face mask.
My
point.
Goodness.
Well, my only point is, it could be anything. Yeah. It could be lots of things. It could be regression. It could be and football tends to be it's whatever you want it to be. Marty calls in and says he's always been inaccurate. Well, to Marty, this is not surprising. You know, right. So I just think that's football. There was a great meme that hit over the weekend during some college football game that I was not watching. And it was, you probably don't know this meme. It's the guy with the butterfly meme, you know. Anyway, I just want to bring it up because it's perfect. It's this point about football. The point is that everything is momentum in football. Yeah. Absolutely every play is momentum.
Mm-hmm.
There was a comment over the weekend, somebody I had this one as well, like whichever college game they were watching, the announcer said, you know, momentum can turn on one play. Like, right, so it's not a thing. If you can have all of it,
right,
and then boom, now you don't. And then, oh, now they do.
Like, well, you tend to have it when you have a scoring drive and then the other team comes down the field and they have a scoring drive, they took it back from you.
Right.
So
the Seahawks would have had a lot of it. And then they didn't, and then they did, and then they did, and then overtime, and just, I think it's football. Football is a sport that exists to just make all of us go crazy with, like, maybe it's this, maybe it is.
The white face masks.
Maybe it's the white face masks.
Hmm.
Maybe it's Ken Dorsey being passing game coordinator, right? Maybe it's...
Well, we know it's not a lack of continuity. Everybody's back except one receiver.
Too stale. Everybody, this offense is stale.
It's not fresh.
That's just what I'm saying. Like, we tie ourselves up in knots. I do it. You do it. We're always trying to find answers. And, you know, what is it? Could just be a lull.
Or they could have played two good defenses.
Right. Could be that.
It could be as simple. If you want to real, it could be as simple as they couldn't handle Pittsburgh's front, and Miami's got a really good secondary. And you can take Byron Jones and Xavier Howard and not worry about having to help out their two cornerbacks. Yeah. Go. Cover their best two receivers. And it's not like you have Travis Kelce here. So it could be as simple as that.
Here's another text. It's a good point. Texter writes in, last year the narrative was, make Josh Allen beat us with his arm. Mm-hmm. Now it's, don't let Allen burn us. And that's a good point. Like, last year,
right,
you had to, hey, he'll run on you.
Because he beat you with
his arm. He'll run all over. You got to be careful. Yep. You got to spy. Make sure. Make him be a quarterback. And then he lit them up. Right? So, anyway.
And now your first option is, or your first thought is, let's not get their passing game to blow us up in this contest. Maybe it's just two good defenses. 803-0550 to join us. It is Bills Football Monday. And you can share your thoughts. Give us your takeaways on the win over the Dolphins yesterday. We're taking your calls. We got phone lines open right now if you want to get in. Good till the top of the hour with us. And, of course, the Extra Point Show coming up at 10 with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Also, a reminder. Oh, it's just Sal today? Sorry, that's right. Just Sal today. Make sure you add a smile to your Buffalo Football Monday with WGR and Crosby's. You'll always be ready for game day with Crosby's mobile app. Download it today.
Sanders flips over to the right side. Josh takes the snap. Play action. Looks to Diggs. Now looks to the back of the end zone. It is caught down to the back of the end zone. Dawson Knox. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen looked at Stephon Diggs for a long time and then finally fired it over the middle to Dawson Knox, who had single coverage in the end zone. Touchdown.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ricard. Give us to Lamar Jackson. He'll keep it on the read option, and he flips in for the go-ahead touchdown.
Great play fake, Jerry. Everybody bit on that one. That was the easiest touchdown Lamar's ever had in his life.
He made the play fake to Tyson Williams. The Chiefs all went for Williams. Lamar tucked it, went to the outside. Got a sensational block from Mark Andrews, who turned Anthony Hitchens inside.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Easiest touchdown he's ever scored in his life. Sir, Lamar Jackson played Syracuse University once. I saw some easy touchdowns.
Did he beat him up pretty good? Here's at Louisville. Not competitive games. Sorry.
He had a game in the dome. He's like, oh my. Yeah.
Hey,
so,
you guys had a, right? Didn't you have like some big win over Farmingdale Technical College or something over the weekend, Syracuse? I'm trying to. Sorry, I'll just look down here.
Hey, congratulations to Buff State on tweeting the 9-year anniversary of that one win people remember.
We beat Wisconsin Whitewater.
Yeah, congratulations. 9 years ago, people remembered Buff State had a football. I'm kidding. I won't go that far. I'm sorry.
You're going to hurt Nate's feelings.
I'm not going to do that. Right. Lamar there. Hey, you know what? Signaling incomplete, penalty. Cartwheel flip into the end zone. That's fine.
Hey, he didn't get a flag for
You're
that.
You're not
right?
Get a flag for that. Which I don't want him to get a flag for.
No,
that.
He shouldn't. But in theory, he's taunting the defense by cartwheeling into the end zone when there was nobody there to touch him.
He didn't cartwheel at someone. That's
no,
the,
I know. That's the funny part of this discussion is
because
you're right.
He cartwheeled away from
right.
the defense.
No. I know you're actually, he's not being sarcastic. That is the difference, right? That's exactly how the NFL looks at these things. I will tell you that I said it earlier. The taunting rule's got to go away. Someone needs to do something about this fast. You want to crack down on holding? Okay. Holding calls were up in week one. We'll see what happened in week two. I think the Bills are why holding calls are up in week one. But they decided we let holding go too much last year, so we're going to crack down on it. All right, got it. You know, you're going to do the whole thing about blocking on the edge. No cut blocks, no going low on a guy. Wonderful. Health, safety, fine. You gave the offense too much of an edge. The defense is complaining. Okay, fine. Taunting? I should start tracking the various taunting penalties around the league. Obviously, Levi Wallace had one yesterday. Someone in Seattle got one. I don't know. There were a couple others. There would have been one. There would have been one in the Chargers game, I think. But their touchdown, right? They were called for taunting on a touchdown, but the touchdown was wiped out by a penalty, like an ineligible man or a legal shift or something like that. Yeah, it's a good thing they're cracking down on this stuff.
And real quick, NFL Scoregami, Jill tweeted in.
Oh, I forgot.
When are you
going to
talk about Scoregami?
That was on my list.
14-11 at halftime.
Dallas and L.A., right?
Mm-hmm. You get 11 on the board, you are on Scoregami watch.
It was the first ever, right? Wasn't it? The tweet was that it was the first ever 14-11 halftime score of an NFL game. See? When you have your Scoregami draft, we're only doing final scores, right?
Yes, we are. Right. There was a 14-11 Scoregami game in 2008. That game, that score, 14-11, that's been a final score three times. But once,
at halftime.
Once a team gets an 11 on the board, there are a lot of potential Scoregamis. 29-11 available, 25-11, 22-11. I mean, If the Cowboys could have pitched a second half shutout, 20-11 is available. They're all right there.
Well, you know what could happen after 11? You can get to 18.
Exactly.
And you tweeted that out, right? 11, 18, 25.
25, 29. You got lots of opportunities for Scoregami.
And one other quick update. If I survive the guillotine league, I have to do more work again this week. How about that, huh? Made it to week three. Woo! You know, for a little while, I'm not going to lie, I was probably checking the scores a little more frequently in week two than I did in week one, just to see what was going on in the league. I might have exclaimed loudly with some kind of verbal reaction when Tom Brady was throwing touchdown passes to Mike Evans, because I have Mike Evans. But I was actually leading you for a little while there. You're Chop Shop, right? You're the Chop Shop?
I am the Chop Shop.
I was ahead of you for a little bit. I don't know where it ended up. But I could tell as yesterday was playing out. All three of us, by the way, Brayton advanced too. We were all clear of the bottom of the list. So I made it all the way to week three, which is a week longer than I thought I'd survive. I'll do my best. I'll see if I can bench Stafford this Sunday.
You're still alive. That's
exciting. I don't have a backup quarterback or else I'd bench Stafford.
We're all still alive. I didn't have a great week, but was happy to get through. Everybody's happy to get through. You just need one person to have a bad week.
Yeah, well, somebody did.
Yes, he did.
You know, we're just taking it one week at a time at the Human Fund. We're not really looking down the road.
Just wait.
We're just happy to. We'll go back and clean up some things that we missed.
Just wait till you get your first Monday.
On the edge.
It's a Monday night, and you're just sitting here saying, oh, geez, I just need Alan Lazard to get 7 points or something like that.
I have Lazard playing.
And you're
tonight,
so locked into a game and your whole league survival.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to experience that. I haven't had that feeling just yet. Yes, I mean, it's not like I had benched Marquise Brown because I wasn't sure, you know, he was questionable and was he going to play and how was he going to hold up? And I didn't think Baltimore was going to win, so I wasn't sure what kind of stats he'd have. And then, you know, here's Marquise Brown, had at least a touchdown last night. And, but I didn't have to sweat it out. So for those of you that are wondering, I got to go through waivers again this week. I got to pay attention tomorrow, right? Not today. When do we do waivers again?
Tuesday night. Yeah.
All right. So I don't have to look at anybody's roster today. You'll let me know who's out there, and we'll work on something tomorrow. Mm. What else grabbed you from yesterday? Anybody else grab you a yay or nay in terms of? For me, the Raiders being 2-0 is surprising for me.
I'll tell you. I've got to verify a potential stat of the day. It's about the Jaguars. And something the Jaguars did grabbed me. So the Jaguars lost again. They're bad, right? We know that.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be a bad team.
Yeah.
They're rebuilding and starting from where they are. They tweeted out a image and a quote from Urban Meyer that reads like the somber nature of it, like this apology, almost. It's here. Here's the picture of them standing. The Jaguars players hang in there with us. We're going to get better. The one thing about Jacksonville and the 904, go to sleep knowing there's not going to be any group working harder to get this thing flipped.
What are they doing that for?
He's giving a Tim Tebow speech. No one will ever work harder than me.
Oh, that's a quote from?
Tebow did that with the Gators when they lost the game. And
I remember the speech.
And then they never lost again.
It's one of the famous speeches ever.
It was great.
Yeah.
And here's Urban Meyer at 0-2 in the NFL. Go to sleep knowing that no one's going to work harder than us.
Why are they? What's the big deal at 0-2? They were supposed to be bad.
I don't know. It's very strange.
That's why I listened to a little bit of, they were playing a little bit of Urban Meyer's post-game press conference on ESPN Radio, and I listened to it, and, you know, he's taking, did you get out coach today, and this and that? I'm like, it's weird. The questions they're asking, it's almost like the media is surprised they're 0-2. I'm like, guys, they were supposed to be bad. Were you out coached? No, you're just not that good a team. I mean, I know he can't answer that way, but I'm sitting there going, why are we... What's up with the scrutiny of Urban Meyer? They were supposed to be bad.
Yeah.
Should you be shocked they're off to an 0-2 start? And I don't know why they need to do that. Duval. I don't know, sorry. Why do they need to do that? They think fans are going to bail on this team? They knew they were rebuilding. They're playing a rookie quarterback. The guy they thought would bolster their offensive attack as an electric runner and receiver out of the backfield is injured and he's out for the year. What were they expecting?
I don't know. Meanwhile, Trevor Lawrence, here's the stat. He is 10th all-time in Jaguars touchdown passes now. He's in the top 10 in franchise history in touchdown passes. They haven't been around that long.
25 years.
He has four, which ties him with Steve Berline and Jamie Martin. He'll soon pass Mike Glennon, who had seven touchdowns.
Goodness gracious. Oh, that reminds me.
In his rookie season, he'll probably get by Quinn Gray, and hopefully Quinn Gray.
Who the hell is Quinn Gray?
His 12 touchdown passes for the Jaguars.
Do you remember Quinn Gray?
Oh, yeah, from 2005 to 2007.
No, you see your...
I believe he went 2-2 with a 56.1 completion percentage. I could be fuzzy on that a little bit.
Folks, if you're listening at home, he's staring at the computer. You do. No, seriously.
What are you talking about?
Do you remember a guy named Quinn Gray? I have no recollection of him.
No.
All right.
The other names are Blaine Gabbert, Chad Henne.
Got him.
Gardner Minshew.
Know him.
Brian Leftwich.
Got him.
David Garrard.
Got him.
Blake
him.
Bortles. And then Mark Brunell.
Who the hell is Quinn Gray? Reminds me, I got to do Washington football quarterback trivia for you guys. Hey, by the way, congratulations to Josh Allen. Top 10,000 passing yards yesterday and moved past Drew Bledsoe. Speaking of quarterback records. Excuse me. He moved past Drew Bledsoe on the all-time passing yardage list for the Bills quarterback. So, way to go, Josh. We'll get a break. We've got Extendo Sports coming up. It is a Monday, so Sal is in.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, it's Sal is
Joe's
in.
Here.
Yeah, Joe is here. Hey, Brayton, Joe's here. So is he in today?
He's both in. Justin is like a fail-safe if Sal loses
Sal's
connection.
Down in Florida. Gotcha.
Yep.
Sal's doing a show from South Beach today. I think he's actually out
he
in the
He took
sand.
His talents to South Beach.
He did, and he's leaving them there, apparently. So they're coming up at 10 with the Extra Point Show. Make sure you join WGR this Thursday at 6 p.m. for I'm Listening, a live two-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports. An insight from some of the most respected mental health professionals as we strive to destigmatize talking about mental health. You'll hear personal stories from Wolfgang Van Halen, Shakira, and many more. You are not alone. It is this Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm Listening right here on WGR 550. You can also hear it on the Odyssey app. And if you'd like more information about the show, just visit imlistening.org.
Josh gives it, bouncing off traffic and dropping into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown Buffalo. Zach Moss scores again. Touchdown Bills.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Stats for the road. So, we were talking earlier about how the Bills went back to more of 11 personnel yesterday. This is from Joe Biscaglia, our former colleague here over at The Athletic. This is before the final two offensive series for the Bills yesterday, which were more garbage time. So up to that point, Joe wrote, the Bills were in 11 personnel 67% of the time, a lot more than they were against the Steelers. Four or five receiver sets. They ran just eight snaps on 66 plays yesterday with four or five receiver sets. The Bills had a big day rushing the passer yesterday. Pro Football Focus says the Bills got a quarterback pressure on 45% of Miami's dropbacks yesterday, so nearly half the time for that. What else? Injuries to track. Quarterbacks had a rough day yesterday. Tyrod Taylor went down.
Play in the show.
I think they're doing an MRI today. Of course, Tua went down in the Bills game.
Carson Wentz
went
ankle.
Down in the Colts game. Yep. Right. So maybe Jacob Eason could be the guy going forward. And Steeler fans will be waiting, holding their breath to find out what's going on with T.J. Watt's groin. He
also
left the game yesterday.
Deontay Johnson got hurt late in that game.
At the very end of the game, yeah, he suffered an injury too. It was a knee injury at the end. Oh, no.
I don't like the looks of that.
Okay, so
He's important to the Dynasty team.
I guess I knew where we were headed there, obviously, yes.
Seth Walder, ESPN, the FPI, Football Performance Index or something. ESPN Analytics.
Football Power Index.
Power Index, okay.
Yep.
If you hate analytics, it's got the Bills ranked as the number two team behind the Chiefs.
Okay, that's just...
I've always said analytics are good. It says the Bills are moved up a lot after their win over the Dolphins, a dominating win.
Extra Point Show is coming up with Sal and Joe. Get in now. Phone lines are wide open. Grab them. Dial us up at 803-0550 so you don't get hung out waiting for a chance to get in. And talk Bills football with the boys next on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.